Social media and its problems are ubiquitous, but there is, of course, one story Britain can claim as all its own. You know which one I'm talking about. In the UK's fight to leave the European Union, the two sides blame each other for just about everything that's gone wrong in Brexit, including who's at fault as companies move their operations out of Britain.
I understand that Honda is drawing up plans to permanently close its manufacturing site in Swindon with the potential loss of as many as 3,500 jobs now.
As Brexit uncertainty prompts some businesses to shut down, others are just moving out to mainland Europe. And so are EU government agencies. I mean, why would they want to stay in Britain? One of the biggest destinations is the Netherlands, where Jonathan Gruber reports from.
The Dutch aren't waiting for Brexit to happen. They are trying to get ahead of the game.
My name is Jeroen Nijland. I'm commissioner of the Netherlands Foreign Investment Agency.
The Netherlands Foreign Investment Agency is the government body you go to if you're looking to set up shop in Holland. And ever since the Brexit process started, Commissioner Jeroen Nijland and his colleagues have been extra busy.
We are working on 250 Brexit-related projects.
There have been so many inquiries that the agency has had to hire more staff.
I think if you compare the workload last year, at the beginning of last year, with the workload at the end of last year, you saw that the Brexit-related projects more than tripled.
Who is the biggest catch?
It's just beginning, but last year, a very big catch, if you would want to call it like that, is, of course, the European Medicines Agency, who moved over with 900 people.
European Medicines Agency, how can I help you?
The phone is ringing off the hook at the new European Medicine Agency's headquarters in Amsterdam. The EMA is the EU's equivalent of the FDA. EU member states are now vying to host all of the UK-based EU institutions and agencies because of the money, prestige, and the jobs they bring. But some of those jobs are already filled by personnel relocating from London to the Dutch capital.
So my name is Elizabeth and I'm Irish and I work at the European Medicines Agency in communication.
Elizabeth Scanlon, her partner and their kids had only just finished settling in London from another job in Paris when Brexit happened.
We knew in EMA that this would have consequences for the European agency. So obviously I was thinking about my personal situation. I think it's fair to say I felt pretty amazed and shocked by the result.
When you heard that you were going to go after you just relocated in 2016 to London, did you not think, oh no, not again?
Yes, definitely.
Jeroen Nijland of the Netherlands Foreign Investment Agency says that the continuing chaos around Brexit is forcing a lot of UK-based companies who were considering making the move across the channel last year to finally go ahead and do it this year.
What investors really are looking for is a stable environment because it involves a lot of money. It involves very complex decisions about people working for the companies. They can only make this decision in an orderly way if the environment is predictable.
If the Dutch government wants UK-based companies to view the steady Dutch economy as a kind of lifeboat, catching passengers as they flee the sinking British Titanic, this doesn't mean they aren't afraid of being sucked down with it.
Personally, I think this is really bad for the Netherlands because we are also trading with the UK, of course, and the UK is the second biggest trading partner of the Netherlands. This is really bad.
Bad or good, the EMA's Elizabeth Scanlon has had no choice but to settle into her new life in Amsterdam, and with it, a new language.
How's your Dutch?
I can say dankjewel and alsjeblieft and some pleasantries like that.
Are your kids learning Dutch?
My kids are learning Dutch, yes, mm-hmm. And already far better than their mother.
Yeah? Repeat after me. 88 beautiful canals.
Yeah.
88 prachtige grachten.
I can say that. No, I can't say that.
For The World, I'm Jonathan Gruber in Amsterdam.
And that's The World on this Monday. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back with you tomorrow.